Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, where, as always, you're invited to take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 is the color line if you'd like to do that. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Bonnie.
And I've got good news out there for people. NFT sales seem to be flatlining, thank goodness. There's also an El Salvador update. I'm really happy to see NFTs just go away. Of course, I did an interview with someone today from the college, and during the course of the conversation, NFTs, it had to come up, right? Because he's doing a story about cryptocurrency and all of that stuff. So NFTs, they become integral in the minds of the average person to cryptocurrency at this point. Or NFT is the next big craze, the next big crypto thing for the average person. And
it's really annoying to have to defend NFTs selling for $30 million when they're a picture of rocks just anytime you talk about crypto to an army.
See, well, you don't have to defend it.
No, I don't defend it. I was like, yeah, those are scams. Run away.
Mm-hmm.
I don't either. I just mean, like, they think you do because they're like, oh, this is crypto. I heard that this is bad.
Well, it is a form of crypto, I guess, but I don't take it seriously, and it's going to be... I like the idea behind NFTs, and I could see a world in which I take them seriously as alternatives to claims of property rights or something like that. Like, obviously, if a person owns their home, if they live there, and they, you know, there are ways to establish who owns a house, and usually that's registering it with the city or something like that. There are ways of doing this in a free market using NFTs, perhaps.
NFT stands for non-fungible token.
Yes, thank you. And using it on registering the copyright or the ownership on the blockchain would mean that no one could just pop into your house and take it from you, which is the whole point of the house registration in the first place. However, that's not at all what NFTs are being used for. And as you pointed out, it's being used to sell 6 pixels that people are calling rocks for millions upon millions of dollars. And it's been disgusting the entire time it's been playing out. It's the new ICO. And that was the initial coin offering. Those were popular 3 or 4 years ago before I even moved to New Hampshire, was when they were really taking off.
Well, you know, the ICO was more akin to, like, the old dot-com boom back at the turn of the century when people were throwing money left and right into the new, whatever the new hot dot-coms were. And, of course, most of them went bust. And the same thing was true with the ICO. But at least with the ICOs, you were talking about ideas, right? Everybody that had an ICO had an idea they were pitching, whether it be for some new service or website or, you know, card or whatever it was that they had in mind, whatever technology.
Well, initially they had ideas that they were pitching,
mm-hmm.
but as it evolved, it was just, we have a marketing approach that we want to promote. And it was just... The Bitcoin white paper, it's a technical document, right? It's this is a problem, and here's how we solve the problem. And that's how the first ICO white paper started out, too. But as time went on, they began to look more and more like PowerPoint presentations and less like technical documents. So it was more about, we need to put together some fancy presentation in order to raise money and sell this idea, almost none of which are ever going to come to fruition, because if you dig into these, quote, white papers, you find out that they don't actually have an idea underlying them.
I think that a lot of people just don't understand that a tool is a neutral thing. An NFT is a tool. It's a neutral thing. You can do something bad with it. You can scam someone, maybe. You can money launder with something. But you can also, like, just put a deed to your house on the blockchain, like you said. And people will see that one person did something like money launder by selling a rock for millions of dollars. And, oh, this is actually how we earned this money, when it was really drug dealing or something, you know.
That was one of the hypotheses I've heard about the NFTs that I hadn't really thought about. That I think it's probably likely, you know, this is the modern version of fine art.
Yep.
This is what rich people do. They, in order to hide their drug money or to do whatever it is they do with money laundering, they pretend to sell fine art, which is where, you know, Joe Biden's son Hunter paints some horrible painting and then sells it to some Ukrainian company for $50 million. And in reality, it's it's drug money that went to buy that or whatever. I don't know how it all works.
Something like that, yeah.
The art that was a banana taped to the wall that sold for, like, millions of dollars.
But, I don't know if I buy it, because I tend to think people really are just that stupid.
It's probably a combination of both.
Yeah, I think so, too. But either way, it doesn't make the use of NFTs evil if somebody does something evil with a tool. It's like a knife isn't evil because someone stabbed someone with a knife when most people use knives to cut their vegetables to cook with.
Yeah, I don't think any of us are saying, and Ari, you're not against the concept of NFT.
She is not, but people I've had conversations with who don't understand crypto use NFTs having a use case that's bad as an argument against, like, even learning about cryptocurrency.
Well, I mean, that's always going to be the case. Even with or without NFTs, there's always the argument that bad people use Bitcoin, you know, oh, drug dealers, oh, you know, terrorists, even though 99% of drug dealers and terrorists are using the U.S. dollar.
Well, yeah, it's super easy to launder U.S. dollars. You just hand it from one person to the other, right?
Yeah.
Or you sell them fine art. Or whatever.
But yep. The problem with the NFT is the craze behind the NFT. And that was what became the problem with the ICO as well, was the craze, where it just became this mindless dump of funds going into various different pitches, many of which were complete scams.
Do you remember useless Ethereum token?
No, but you've mentioned it before. Yeah. I didn't come across it when it was a thing.
It's my favorite example, and I don't remember the website for it now, but it's literally just useless Ethereum token. It's probably uselesset.com or something along those lines.
That's what it's called?
Yes. It was an Ethereum token that someone created. They said it didn't do anything. It was never going to be useful. It was never going to be tradable on any exchange. They were never going to do anything with it except release it to the people who bought it. And they called it useless Ethereum token. They put all over their website, do not send me your money. No, seriously, this isn't a joke. Don't send me your money. I just created this useless token because I wanted to see what would happen. And what happened was this dude raised millions upon millions of dollars of people buying useless Ethereum tokens from him.
That's kind of like, I mean, it's kind of like Doge, except they didn't say not to buy.
It was very similar to Doge, except Doge is useful as a currency.
You can buy things with it.
Yeah. And I don't know how frequently, you know, stores around Keen or wherever accept Dogecoin. I imagine none of them do. I don't know.
Moosemart might, but I don't know. I haven't been in there in a long time.
I'm not really sure because I don't think anybody's ever tried, but the primary care doctors used to, and they recently stopped.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, they cut way down. They went from a bunch of different options to just Bitcoin and Ethereum. And, of course, no one would ever want to pay for anything
cash,
with
right?
Ethereum.
We know no Bitcoin.
I don't recall.
Cash.
I mean, I don't use it. I just have seen you do it. Yeah. So that's the last time I saw.
Well, for something like that, if I recall correctly, when I spoke to them about it, I ended up using cash because of obvious reasons. But I was curious about their Bitcoin methods, and I wanted to make it clear to them that the fact that they took Bitcoin is why I was there in the first place. Even though I couldn't use Bitcoin, that was why I was there. And they said, yes, we accept Bitcoin, but you have to buy a year's worth of the program at a time, which makes it significantly more worth it because you're just paying, one $720 fee for a full year or whatever the monthly fee was. I don't remember now.
And what was this service?
This is the primary health care that...
Oh, weird. Bonnie's been paying monthly.
Yeah, oh. I didn't know.
Maybe they changed the rules and they got grandfathered in or something.
Yeah.
At any rate, it made more sense from that perspective to have a one-year-long Bitcoin payment. Like Wilder Automotive, if I wanted to get my car repaired and I wasn't restricted from doing so, I would be more willing to use Bitcoin for that sort of payment because that cost is going to be like $600, $700. And at that point, a $3 Bitcoin fee isn't that big a deal.
Yeah.
But if I'm buying a $5 burger from Local Burger or something like that, then yes, I don't want to eat that enormous fee.
Do we want to talk about NFT since we already started?
We might as well.
So the story here from the Wall Street Journal that the NFT market is collapsing. And let it be known, we predicted this
a long time ago.
Free Talk Live, because it was clearly a fad. It was just as much of a fad as CryptoKitties was a fad in 2017, which was sort of the first NFT.
That was at least a video game, though.
Was it? I didn't get
that far into it. If I recall correctly, yeah. It has some RPG elements where you could fight one CryptoKitty against another.
I had no idea. Wow.
If I remember correctly.
Okay. Did you actually use them?
No. There are better games to play.
I got the impression they were just collectors, collectible items or whatever, these digital collectible items, and that's sort of what NFTs are today.
If you Google search for CryptoKitties, it pops up initially as video game, so maybe there was more of a game aspect
to it
than I
thought.
Maybe you
had to feed them or whatever, like a Tamagotchi or whatever. I don't know. But now the NFT thing looks like it might be on a serious decline. We'll tell you more about it coming up.
603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in, did you buy an NFT? Are you watching us buy? You go to zero.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com. Yeah.
right, you're invited to take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160, if you'd like to do that. Again, that's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Bonnie.
And we're talking about NFTs here, and it's been a while since I really perused Bitcoin.com, but the last time I did, they didn't really talk about NFTs. Instead, they just help people learn about cryptocurrency, stay up to date on all the news that's happening in the cryptocurrency world, as well as even buying and selling cryptocurrency. Evidently, they've branched out from Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, and you can now buy Dash, Ethereum, and I think some others over at Bitcoin.com. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, you definitely need to go there. Click Getting Started at the top of the page. Just take a few minutes out of your day to learn about this important, world-changing information. Because people are talking millions of dollars here with this NFT nonsense. And while we would advise you to avoid this NFT nonsense, there are legitimate reasons to get into cryptocurrency. Learn all about them at Bitcoin.com. We have Olivia on the line from Arizona. Olivia, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. So you'll never guess, I dropped into a little radio station, a little tiny local radio station that's not owned by a big corporation, and they need salespeople to sell ads, and I kind of want to get into having my own show, which is $1,500 a month, which I do not have, so I wanted to learn how to sell ads.
Okay.
And I don't know, I was just, I know they're going to train me some, but I kind of wanted to find out more from you guys.
They want... I want to make sure I understand this. They, if you give them $1,500 per month, they will let you have a show there? Is that correct?
Yeah, a one-hour show 5 days a week. But in order to get that, I would have to sell ads. And so I guess I want sales tips and radio show tips and whatever you got, just throw it at me.
Well, I can tell you, as far as sales stuff goes, Ian may know more as well, but I don't. I would suggest that you email Mark at freetalklive.com.
He's got a lot of years' experience of actually being a local salesperson. I mean, the last 15 years of his life, he's been doing Free Talk Live, so that's different than doing local radio sales, right? Like, we have national advertisers. You would have local advertisers there, but I know one of his old tactics back in the day was he would listen to the competition and listen to their advertising. He didn't care about what was on the air. He wanted to listen to the ad breaks and see who was advertising on the competition. And because the idea there is part of the one of the hardest things to do when you're selling radio or television or newsprint or whatever it is, you know, whatever kind of media we're talking about, is to get somebody over the hump of being willing to buy any advertising. So if you go,
that's brilliant, man.
See, he's a very good salesman. So if you go to someone who's already buying something else, whether it be a newspaper ad or a radio ad or something like that, if you go for the other radio advertisers, they're already buying radio, so you don't have to sell them on the idea of radio as an effective mean of communication. Then you're just going in and you're selling rate. You're going to somebody that's already paying too much on a corporate radio station, because you said the station you're talking about is not a corporate station. So they're paying corporate rates, which are going to be top tier, high-end rates, and you go in there and say, hey, we've got this local station, it's got this local audience, probably has a smaller signal, you probably don't want to focus on that, but then, you know, here's our rates, and then you can hopefully do them a much better deal, and then maybe they'll say yes. So that would be my best tip for you, is go after the people who are already advertising. Otherwise, it's just the daily grind of knocking on doors, smiling and dialing, but it's always best to go in and physically see if you can connect with a business owner in real life rather than trying to call on the phone, in my opinion.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, I would try Mark, though. Try Mark at freetalklive.com and see if he can give you some other tips.
Thank you so much for the call tonight, Olivia.
And good luck.
Yeah, excellent.
That's tough, by the way. I don't want to make it sound like, oh, yeah, it's going to be easy. No.
Well, sales... $1,500 in advertising sales per month, that's steep. Like, even if she,
no, that's not really that bad. I mean, that's
for a show,
one client.
She has no show at this point, right?
Yeah, it's not going to be easy. I just want to make that clear. I mean, $1,500 is what pays for the show, but then you probably want to, like, I don't know, earn enough to buy some food at the end of the week, so you probably should gets more than one client or whatever. But sales is one of the hardest professions in the world. It's not hard as in, like, you're laying brick and breaking your back, like construction or whatever. It's not deadly in that, you know, like logging or roofing. So it's definitely a safer profession. But as far as making it, as far as being a good salesman and being successful at it, it's tough. There's a lot of competition out there.
There's a lot of competition and a lot of misconceptions. And this was one of the things I learned during IT. I happened to be doing subcontract work for someone who had used to be a salesman, and we talked about this a number of times, where, you know, most people have the assumption that a car salesman or whatever kind of salesman, they're going to be kind of shady, they're going to be a little bit dishonest, you have to watch your guard around
them.
Not usually, because those salesmen, they tend to get chased out of sales positions by people who are honest and stuff like that. And they end up not being...
The whole dealership is screwy.
That's true, but in that case, the dealership ends up going under because no one wants to buy from them, no one trusts them, they can't really... In general, a dishonest salesperson, they can't fulfill their contracts, their clients start getting upset, that salesperson's supervisor gets upset, they reprimand him, nothing changes, so they fire them. So salespeople, in my experience, based on those conversations I started looking for it afterwards, they do sort of tend toward honesty.
You have to be, like, risky because you won't have a set amount of money you make every single day.
Yes, this is the benefit of sort of doing your own thing, right, is that you can make as much as you are worth if you're really good at sales. And this is why they say that sales is the best paying profession in the world if you're good at it.
Sure.
If you are not willing to go and make cold calls, and that means show up in front of somebody's eyeballs or pick up the phone and talk to somebody you've never spoken with before, it's a tough job for a lot of people who cannot handle that level of uncertainty. They can't handle the uncertainty of not knowing what they're going to get paid every month. That's why most people just stick with a job working for some corporation because they feel safe, they feel secure. But if you're good at sales and that, you know, and there are skills that you can develop to become good at sales. I'm sure there's a zillion books out there. I don't know which one. That would be another question I would ask Mark is, you know, what book or two books or whatever could you pick up and read to, you know, learn some of the skills at sales?
In a more overarching sense, I would suggest that radio sales in particular is not the best. I mean, sales in general is probably it's fine long term, but...
Mm-hmm. You've got to believe in your product.
Yeah, I'm not sure that radio is going to... My recommendation would be to start a podcast or something like that and begin to build listeners and use Patreon or something like that and use that to raise the money. That way you're using your creative art or whatever.
Going directly to the listener is certainly the smartest way to go. But, you know, she sees radio as something vital and may still be in her area. I don't know. It's getting harder and harder, though, as time goes on.
She's an old school type girl. She likes newspapers.
Okay, yeah, that's true. And I don't mean to say it's impossible that radio is going to die or anything like that. I really don't. But if her goal is to create a show and she's just selling advertising in order to pay for that show, then just start a show at that point.
Sure.
And, you know, if you're passionate about that, you're more likely to raise the money doing that than you are going out there and trying to sell advertising to people when you're not passionate about it. But I don't know. I've never been successful at selling advertising, so...
Good luck, Olivia.
Yeah, and definitely email Mark. That's Mark at freetalklive.com. What are your thoughts? Would you recommend getting into advertising, radio, podcasting? What steps would you take to get started? 603-283-6160. When we get back, we're going to talk about NFTs.
The death of NFTs.
Long overdue. It's Free Talk.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Fed Reserve is moving more aggressively against rising inflation. We have both the tools we need and the resolve that it will take to restore price stability on behalf of American families and businesses.
The Fed boosting interest rates by a half of percentage point, the biggest hike in 22 years. Fed Chair Jerome Powell saying inflation is much too high and must come down. President Biden says without proof, the leak of a draft Supreme Court opinion is about a lot more than abortion.
What are the next things that are going to be attacked?
The illegally obtained draft suggests abortion rights will once again be a state issue versus a federal one. Biden, who ran on uniting the country, also said this MAGA crowd is the most extreme political organization that has existed. You're listening to USA Radio News. Wall Street is closing with stocks way higher as investors digest the Fed Reserve's interest rate hike. The central bank raising rates by a half a percentage point and stocks responded positively to the announcement, the Dow finishing the day over 900 points higher. Actress Amber Heard is taking the stand to testify about her allegations of domestic abuse against actor and ex-husband Johnny Depp. Depp is suing Heard for $50 million for writing an op-ed article in the Washington Post detailing those allegations. Heard accused of escalating the violence against her.
It started with slapping, and it got to be like repetitive slaps where he'd hold me in a position and slap me multiple times in a row. Then it would be, you know, eventually I later would either push him off of me or I'd try to hit his hands away from me.
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
But you're invited to take control of the airwaves, 603-283-6160, if you'd like to weigh in. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. Again, in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Bonnie.
And we've been making fun of NFTs here on Free Talk Live for a number of years. I think pretty much since we first heard the concept of NFT and we first explored it, it was like, okay, well, what is this? What is it going to do? What utility does it have? How is it useful? I think just about everyone here on the show has been adamantly against NFTs ever since. I know at one point, roughly a year-ish, maybe ago, I wanted to create an NFT. A black pixel and a white pixel. And they were going to be the foundation of all things, right? The on and off switch. And I wanted to sell it as an NFT. Of course, then we realized that
we can't do it because of bail conditions in the Crypto 6. But man, that could have been a real moneymaker.
Somebody can. They can title it the Monad.
Well, evidently, it's a little bit too late now.
Yeah.
NFT sales are flatlining as I will never be able to say that enough to stop smiling when I hear it. I've hated NFTs. I've hated having to talk about them.
Mm-hmm.
And I've hated having to explain to people, no, that's different from cryptocurrency. What we're advocating is not NFTs. Stay away from NFTs, but don't stay away from cryptocurrency. But of course,
I would say be very cautious about NFTs. I'm not going to go as far as you, Aria, and say I'm completely against it because I think there are some applications for it where it makes sense. How many of them there are, I don't know.
Property ownership and stuff, claims and stuff like that, it would be useful for that purpose.
I've seen some interesting pitches on ideas for NFTs. There's, let's see, Kevin Smith and Quentin Tarantino, the filmmakers, are offering special NFT. And forgive me if you're a fan of these guys and I get this a little bit wrong, but I believe it was Kevin Smith or Quentin Tarantino. One of them made a movie that has not been released, and he's only going to release it to the highest bidder on this NFT and basically transfer the ownership of this film to that person who wins that. And
that's using it for copyright, which I sort of don't object to beyond the fact that it's copyright.
Well, I wouldn't say it's like copyright. It's like saying this is a thing that no one has yet. I have made this thing, and if you're the highest bidder, you will now become the owner of this thing. If you want to open source it...
Yeah, they can decide to let anyone watch it or make people pay to watch it or whatever instead of...
They could keep it forever.
Having to listen to Kevin Spacey.
They could keep it forever and never show it to anyone.
Yeah, but the Wu-Tang Clan did this a few years ago, and they did the exact same thing. It just wasn't in an NFT.
What was it?
They just had an unreleased album. That Martin Shkreli guy, Farmer Bro, he was the one who ended up buying it. But yeah, they just had an unreleased album that they weren't selling to anyone. They just put it up for auction and sold it off to the highest bidder. It seems like the NFT concept is just an additional step to this auctioning process.
I don't know. I mean, how many people know how to become an authorized bidder at Sotheby's or whatever, whoever the hell these auction houses are? I don't know if being an NFT user makes it more difficult to bid.
It's got to be more difficult to learn about NFTs, to acquire some Ethereum and to bid on them, find the marketplace and then bid on them.
I don't know. I mean, the market has made it fairly simple from what I understand. I've never done it.
I haven't either.
But from what I understand, there's been... Given the craze surrounding NFTs, it can't be that hard to get into them these days, given that companies want to make it as simple as possible. But to become a registered bidder with an auction house probably requires some hoop jumping, too.
That's a fair point.
Yeah.
But you can continue to get stuff at auction houses, and that may or may not be the case with NFTs going forward.
Well, I mean, I think NFTs are probably never going to go away completely, but their market share is definitely falling off big time. According to the Wall Street Journal, the sale of non-fungible tokens, or NFTs, fell to a daily average of about 19,000 this week, a 92% decline from a peak of about 225,000 back in September.
That's still a whole lot more than I would like to hear about.
This is a global phenomenon, though, 19,000 in a week.
That's fair.
The number of active wallets in the NFT market fell 88% to about 14,000 last week from a high of 119,000 in November. NFTs are Bitcoin-like digital tokens that act like a certificate of ownership that live on a blockchain. Rising interest rates have crushed risky bets across financial markets, and NFTs are among the most speculative.
I didn't even like the term Bitcoin-like tokens. That doesn't make sense. Bitcoin's not a token. I don't see how it's like Bitcoin.
They're just trying to explain it in one sentence. This is the best they can do.
Well, stupid, and it's making normies think dumb things.
Since hitting highs in November, the tech-heavy NASDAQ composite has fallen 23%, and Bitcoin has fallen by 43%. The Federal Reserve is slated to raise rates, which is also in the news today. They did that.
They did raise the rates. Weren't the interest rates zero?
Close to it, yeah. Okay. They raised them, I think, once earlier this year to, 0.25 or something. Many NFT owners are finding their investments are worth significantly less than when they bought them, as investors, they say, are turning to more defensive stocks like consumer staples. An NFT of the first tweet from Twitter. Twitter Incorporated co-founder Jack
Dorsey.
But
they don't own that. Twitter does.
Well, they own an image of it.
Okay, cool. Take a screenshot. Now I own an image of it, too.
But they own the image of it that Jack Dorsey put up for sale. And he sold it in March of last year for $2.9 million to Sina Istavi, the chief executive of Malaysia-based blockchain company Bridge Oracle. Earlier this year, Mr. Istavi put the NFT up for auction. Go ahead and take a guess. If you haven't heard,
how much
have you
did
heard?
He buy it? No.
$2.9 million worth of crypto.
That was what the buyer bought it for.
This is an image of a tweet from Jack Dorsey.
The very first tweet ever.
That's correct, yeah.
On Twitter.
Or at least Jack Dorsey's first tweet. I don't know if it's the first one.
I'm gonna guess $3,000.
It actually got as high as $14,000.
Wow.
That's, that,
That's horrible.
But that's still abysmal, yeah.
But it was, I guess they had like, you know how on eBay they have a minimum that you can set for your auctions? I guess he had a minimum set and it didn't reach that, so he rejected.
I would imagine not.
Yeah, he rejected the $14,000. He said, though, now get this. This guy who spent $2.9 million on an image said the failure of the auction wasn't a sign the market's deteriorating, but it's just a normal fluctuation that could occur in any market.
Yeah, I would be in denial, too, if I lost almost $2.9 million.
That's serious denial.
Buying an image of a tweet.
He says the NFT market's one that's still developing, and it's impossible to predict how it will look in a few years. He says, quote, I will never regret buying it because this NFT is my capital.
He says, quote, I refuse to look at what the facts say about what happened to me.
Bro,
that's sad.
It isn't capital if you can't use it to do anything. It's not capital if you cannot turn around and sell it for something.
Yeah,
it did not hold its value.
No, I hate to say it, dude. Accept that $14,000 for it and...
May never see that again.
I mean, he's never going to see more than $14,000.
Yeah, maybe $7,000 if he tries again in another month.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to go back up. I don't think he's ever going to get more than $14,000 for it at this point.
Another... People are realizing they can just go take a snipping tool screenshot of the... tweet if they wanted to.
Another NFT buyer purchased a Snoop Dogg curated NFT titled Doggy Number 4292 in early April for about $32,000 worth of cryptocurrency. They're using Ether. The NFT, an image of a green-skinned astronaut standing on what looks like a Hollywood Walk of Fame star, is now up for auction with an asking price...
Hold on. He bought it for $32,000. It's just some garbage, nonsensical NFT. It's one of 5,000 or so, it sounds like.
Right.
It's at least
Snoop
one
Dogg
of 5,000.
Snoop Dogg curated it.
Yeah, I was like, did he draw it?
No,
it probably just means he put a stamp of approval on it and got a cut of the profit.
That's
what I would guess.
Yeah.
And it was $32,150.
No. This is what the dude wants for it. So you have to think in the other direction. This person
bought it. Oh, and now he's trying to sell it.
He's trying to sell it. What do you think he thinks it's worth now? What do you think he thinks he should get for it after spending $32,000?
$1.5 million.
In April, by the way.
$3,100.
A month ago.
$1.5 million.
$25.5 million is his asking price.
Oh,
and the current bid. Now, I wish it linked to this thing, because I would love to see where it was at. This article came out yesterday, so pretty fresh. The current bid for this $32,000 when he paid for it is 0.07 and change Ether, or at this time around $200 worth of Ether.
There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Live. You can join us 603-283-6160, although I suspect if you're one of these people who spent an insane amount of money, an insane amount of money, that's a relevant term, but who spent tens of thousands of dollars on an NFT, and now you're looking at it and it's worth tiny percentages of what it was when you bought it, I suspect you're not willing to call in and tell us about it, but we invite you to 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria, Bonnie, and Ian, and that's what we're talking about here, the collapse of the NFT industry, which we knew this was inevitable. We said the entire time that we've been talking about NFTs here on the show that it was a bubble. It was the tulip bulb craze.
It's a fad
of the 21st century. Yes, absolutely a fad. It got hyped up into oblivion to the point where people were buying 6-pixel rocks, and it was like 3 pixels across and 3 pixels. It was 3 pixels across and 2 pixels down, and people were paying tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands
at least,
for these, what they were calling rocks, and they weren't even rocks. And of course, you had the stupid ape club. What's it called?
The Bored Ape Club.
Yes, and of course, at the Bitcoin conference in Miami, apparently there was a party that you couldn't even get into without being able to show that you had one of these Bored Ape clubs. I bet you that party won't be requiring that next year. And honestly,
I bet you it was boring.
I wouldn't have wanted to go to that party. Yeah. I was like, hey, look, that's where all the idiots are congregating. Let's go sell them some tulip bulbs, right? But it's sad at the same time because these people, they did put a lot of money into these things. I wish they had thought more about it and what value it could have for them to have this Snoop Dogg curated NFT that they bought for $32,000. It was
that anyone could right click on and save and keep a copy for themselves.
Yes, that's another issue with NFTs, of course.
Or the URL that they point to could disappear. When I heard about that, I was like, that was the line drawn. And I was like, okay, these things are complete trash. It points to a URL that shows your certificate. And that URL could disappear if the server that runs the URL disappears.
That's very concerning when I learned that, yeah.
I was like, that's the dumbest part of all this crap.
I guess some of them are on IPFS, which in theory would be less likely to go down. But again, if there's only one server mirroring it, then it's still risky.
It could just be my ignorance about NFTs coming into play, and it's not really worth hashing out on the radio. But I don't understand why a web browser or a website even entered the picture in the first place. Why wasn't the wallet's owners, why wasn't the address of the wallet on the blockchain as the owner of that particular token? Okay. Once you send a token to a wallet...
Let's clarify something. The way, as I understand it, and we're all talking about something we've never done here, right? The way I understand from having read stories about the NFT is when you buy the NFT, you're buying a token, right? You're buying a non-fungible token that has some sort of data on it. That data points to, in many cases, is simply a URL. So it says that you, Aria Demezzo, are now the owner, quote-unquote, of the image of a Bored Ape or a Snoop Dogg thing or whatever it is that's at this URL on some centralized server somewhere on the internet.
And that could change without your knowledge. Okay?
Yes, so they could change the image completely.
Yeah, you bought Bored Ape number 97 or whatever. You like that ape. Maybe you look at it 6 months from now and you're like, wait a minute, my Bored Ape didn't have sunglasses. But now it does, and there's nothing you can do about it.
No, there's nothing you could do about it.
I see why it was designed that way now, but that just makes it so much worse.
That's if you didn't get scanned and completely taken for a ride, like with a, what was it, Pixelmon that we talked about a few weeks ago? This thing that advertised with certain artwork that was nowhere near what actually was released, and the guy that created this seems to have disappeared off the face of the planet.
I can't say that I blame
him. After claiming he was going to make it right, and then poof, he's gone.
Well, that's what they do a lot of these places. I remember Bitcoin Silver, one of the ICOs that I watched at the time did the same thing, you know. Mm-hmm. It was obvious to anyone who's paying attention that this was a scam and these people were never going to see their money. But sure enough, this person was on Twitter. No, we're just running into some technical issues. We're going to have this sorted out soon. Just hold tight. Everything is fine. Gone.
Wow.
The Wall Street Journal is looking at the numbers are going down as far as what people are getting when they put their NFTs up for sale again after paying a whole lot of money for them.
Yeah, this one guy you mentioned bought the NFT for $32,000.
Worth of crypto.
Is trying to sell it for how much? He said
$25.5 million.
And he's the current
bid, $210 worth of Ether.
That's still higher than I would have expected. I would recommend this person as well, accept that offer. You're probably not going to get a better one.
Isn't it a little bit strange that they're trying to sell them so fast as well? Wouldn't you think you buy something for $35,000 and at least hold on to it for more than a year?
Well, the one guy did hold his for about a year, the guy that bought the Twitter thing.
But there's a lot of economic uncertainty right now. Mm-hmm. And as they pointed out at the beginning of this article, when you're in one of these periods where it's like, is the USD going to collapse? Is America going to collapse? You don't want that much money in a speculative investment. You want it in something realer, like gold or Lockheed Martin stocks or something like
plus,
that.
Plus, if you have the expectation, let's say you have a realistic expectation that the NFT market isn't going to go up over time, then you better sell it now so you can get out while the getting out is maybe even somewhat good.
But that's what I was saying. I was saying it seems like these people don't believe in their own NFTs if they're trying to sell them so quickly.
The lack of interest isn't that unique, according to the journal. Interest in NFTs measured by the number of searches for the term peaked in January, according to Google Trends, and has fallen roughly 80% since then. That imbalance between the supply and demand is also hurting the NFT market. There are about 5 NFTs available for every buyer. According to data from coin analytics firm Chainalysis, as of the end of April, there have been 9.2 million NFTs sold, which were bought by 1.8 million people.
They flooded the market,
mm-hmm.
being reckless, silly people, as they often are.
Well, there's no limit to this market. Everybody can jump in, which is what we saw happen in the last year and a half.
You can jump in with a literal pixel.
Yeah. But every corporation jumped in. I think you were describing Ticketmaster was selling NFT or giving away NFTs of
tickets. Yeah, if you buy any tickets to one of the NotFest shows, you evidently get a NotFest NFT. I don't even know what that means.
Same thing was true with AMC Theaters. They started giving away NFTs.
But they also are exploring taking Dogecoin or something like that.
Yeah, they're taking crypto. AMC's taking crypto.
Yeah, so good on AMC for that.
They're officially doing it already, or they're thinking about it?
They've been taking it since sometime last year, I think. The largest U.S. crypto exchange is still betting on NFTs. Coinbase launched a beta site last month. Talk about late to the party.
Oh, good God. Can we please watch this destroy Coinbase?
And 4 million people signed up. It will allow users to connect existing wallets to their site and buy and sell NFTs, initially without trading fees, and to create NFTs through the site. But, I mean, this is a year later. Coinbase is coming in and launching a brand new NFT site, and it's like on the decline right now.
That's why they want the state to come in and regulate all of these other industries so that Coinbase can never be late to the party again, because Coinbase, if you didn't get your NFT through Coinbase, it's an illegal NFT. That's what Coinbase wants to see. That way it doesn't matter. That's why they're bunning up with the state, and that's always why they've been bunning up with the state, so that they can weaponize the state and use it to protect themselves against competition, because they're too big as a corporation. They're slow to adapt to things.
Right.
For the longest time, the only cryptocurrencies you could get from Coinbase was Litecoin, Ethereum, and Bitcoin.
That's right. That's true. Now they've got dozens.
It took them a very long time to add Bitcoin Cash. And I didn't even hate Coinbase then. I hated them because this was around the time they were, you know, making a show out of fighting the IRS, and everyone really knew that they were going to cave in. But I was like, Coinbase still has a role to play here. This is where you would send your grandmother if you wanted your grandmother to buy cryptocurrency in a way that she just couldn't mess it up. She couldn't go to buy Bitcoin and end up with Terra or Bitcoin Gold or Bitcoin SV or something like that. And that was valuable. Coinbase is no longer that. It took them forever to move into the wider cryptocurrency space. And by the time they did, other cryptocurrency exchanges, other smaller exchanges, had already beat them to it. And, of course, things like Monero, Zencash, Horizon had come into existence. And Coinbase is never going to catch up with that. And now
there's still a place for people who don't know anything about crypto to go and get crypto.
NFTs and other nonsense there. So
sure, I mean, it's more complicated. It's probably more complicated than it's been. But I don't
want to send my grandmother to get Bitcoin and her say, "Hey, I bought an NFT of this cute little puppy dog." And now Coinbase has created that possibility, and that was, as far as I could tell, the only legitimate role Coinbase ever served.
Yeah, good point. I mean, who knows how much they're pushing this, but the NFTs, of course, went insane in 2021 as musicians, artists, celebrities, and companies jumped on the bandwagon. Artist Beeple, whatever that is, sold an NFT tied to his artwork for $69 million worth of crypto.
What could this music possibly be? Because none of the three of us have...
Says
I've never heard of it.
But then okay.
Wait, it says what?
Like an actual physical artist.
Okay.
Adidas, Nike minted and sold NFTs tied to their sneakers. McDonald's sold an NFT tied to the re-release of the McRib sandwich.
I hate being human beings so much when you said that.
And that's just a fraction of it. I mean, literally every company out there, every corporation was jumping into the NFT scene. All the while, none of them are taking crypto for payments.
No, of course not. 603-283-6160. There's more coming.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.